Welcome, everybody, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
Commentary special. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everyone?
It's going good. Looking forward to this right now. To my right, the dog is in the house. It's the Nate Yard Dog, everybody.
Woof, woof.
NYD.
NYD.
NYD. And we are here, and we are going to take you back in time to WrestleMania 24. Very special match to me. It's one of my personal favorites. It's one of the times that pro wrestling has made me cry. This is the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels facing the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair. And if Ric Flair loses, it is his final match of his career.
Yeah. Background on this. Didn't this whole thing get set up? Ric Flair did something to Vince McMahon, I believe. It was either Vince McMahon or Eric Bischoff. It was, the stip was, the next time Ric Flair lost a match,
I'm pretty sure it was Vince.
Every match he had from then on out was a retirement match.
Yep.
Any match he lost, he had to retire. And he went on like a pretty good winning streak.
It was like 2 or 3 months, I believe.
But yeah, it was basically he wanted
Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, I mean, where we are in this, it may run us through a vignette of the background.
Have you seen this before, Nate Yard Dog?
I have not.
Yes. Well, you're in for a treat here. I know Showtime has.
Sure. Well, we're at the 118 mark. We'll see if it's going to give us the vignette and
the Undisputed Podcast of the World Championship belt.
Co-champion.
Co-champion.
Half.
Bruising. I have not yet seen this particular match. Yes, I am just co-champ, but I still am the one currently possessing the belt.
That is true.
Which is 9/10 of the law.
Hey, co-champ, will you hand me my orange Fanta over there?
Orange Fanta.
Showtime is doing this commentary with a very, very sore throat, so we're going to...
Oh, he just stole some of your orange pants. At least he didn't put his.
We're gonna see two old yellers in this match.
Oh man!
For sure.
All right.
But we are at the. We are at the 1 hour 18 minutes and 13 second mark.
Uh-huh.
Let's get started. If it gives us a vignette, we'll walk through the background. If not, we'll probably just spread that out for the match.
Absolutely.
But let's get started, folks.
Bam. I love the robe.
I really miss when they had the like animated pictures of the guys where they do like a pose.
I really thought that was into a freeze.
Yeah, they would do a freeze frame. I really thought that was really cool when I was a kid.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Most of this era, the production of it was amazing.
I want these back. I want every guy with like a cool pose. Some of them had really cool ones too. Oh, we are getting the background here. Was this the year he went in? Did he go?
Yeah, he went in the night before. Yes.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that detail.
Now Ric Flair is a 2-time Hall of Famer. He's also in there with the Four Horsemen.
He is.
They were a great faction. And here we go. We're going to take you back in history. Look at the Ric Flair in his glory, the glamour, styling. Profile.
Hey,
hold on. I'll be right back, fellas.
Trebuchet's birthday is Monday, and I may have got him a pretty early birthday present.
It is red. For those of you at home,
that's an orange one. There's a famous one he wore that looked just like that. It's a replica one. But yeah, Trebuchet's been walking around in a Ric Flair robe for a while.
Correction. You don't walk in a Ric Flair robe. No.
You strut.
That's in fair. A Ric Flair robe.
And he has been strutting. Can we talk about this, like, sappy-ass Fuel song they use for this vignette? I hate to admit that this song slaps, but it does. These video packages are amazing. Always have been. It's just a compilation of Ric Flair punching guys in the nuts.
Amazing.
There's your title.
You see this title? Same thing. Woo! Kiss stealing. Wheeling. Dealing. Son of a gun.
Ric Flair. I remember this being one of my favorite video packages.
And they show you. They show you what happened.
That was a stiff, yeah. Vince was pissed at Ric Flair for something, I forget. But yeah, it was next loss, it was career. And he fought a lot of guys. It's that one.
Bam.
Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels. Ironically, like a pretty bad record at Mania, win-loss wise.
Yeah,
you don't really remember that.
No, you don't. You forget that he made all his matches. You remember he made all his matches, but you forget that he lost most of them.
You remember the Iron Man match. That's where he became Shawn Michaels. But yeah, he lost against Austin in the Tyson feud.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I always thought Undertaker was Mr. WrestleMania.
Shawn Michaels had more memorable matches.
Undertaker just had the streak.
Undertaker had the streak. Yeah, Michaels had some of the most iconic Mania matches.
Yeah, the WrestleMania I went to, Shawn Michaels was in one main event, the Undertaker was in the other one, and it was great.
If you were watching a WrestleMania match with Shawn Michaels on it, you knew that was going to be the best match of the night. It was not going to be close.
He was my favorite wrestler growing up, and he just never let me down.
Are we about to get...
Oh, calls him...
Are you okay, Nate Dogg?
Deep breaths, Nate Dogg. Deep breaths. They're talking about Old Yeller.
Finishing it. I remember this pro. This, I got goosebumps. Fire, for this. Dude. This. Oh, man.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I forgot that Ric Flair brought the NWA title out that night. I forgot he did that. Ric Flair slapping the shit out of Michaels.
Michael's just taking it. Just taking it. He asked for Mr. WrestleMania.
He shouldn't have asked because he was going to get it. You can't ask Michaels to give you everything he's got because he'll give it to you.
Shawn Michaels, big Ric Flair fan, by the way.
Oh, of course. Hang on, so we got an interview before this match, apparently. Is this Mike Adamley? Ooh,
that is Mike Adamley.
Okay, so like while we're at it, what's your favorite Mike Adamley memory?
When he was on American Gladiators.
Okay, before he came into WWE.
Yeah.
He was a commentator for the WWE version of ECW that was so bad.
It was so bad.
My favorite was when he called Jeff Hardy Jeff Harvey. your world champion, Jeff Harvey.
You're killing me.
This guy was being paid in the six figures by the company and didn't know who the world champion was. To be
the man. Jonathan Coachman at least knows that.
Ric Flair informing Michaels that if he wants to be the man, he's got to beat the man. There's the opening bell.
All right, I've already got goosebumps here, guys. This is exciting. I love this match.
Oh, my God, I love that entrance.
Yeah, the arena was really cool looking for this one. The stage setup was nice. We've got Michaels coming out first.
He's got the cowboy hat. He's got the leather straps.
Chaps.
Got a vest. I'm excited. This is WrestleMania here. I don't care.
I really miss seeing Shawn Michaels come out and wrestle like
one of my, and the wristbands. I was a big fan of the wristbands.
No,
one of my favorite finishers of all time probably has to be Sweet Chin Music.
A super kick. Now that
back when it meant something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It meant a little something more when Shawn Michaels did it.
Oh yeah, Michaels was pinning people with a super kick. No one does that anymore. It's not a finish anymore. Look at all that pyro.
Well, but once again, just the name of it, Sweet Chin Music. Right. Like, dude.
It's great.
I've always been one of the
fans had a cardboard cutout on HBK.
I've honestly enjoyed more of that simple finisher. Like, take your RKO, for example.
Well, the RKO is great because you can do it from almost anywhere.
But once again, like I said, it's a relatively simple move.
It's a cutter, essentially, yeah.
You know, same thing, Sweet Chin Music. It's just a nice, straightforward super kick.
But it stops you right in your tracks. You're boom, you're down.
I think that was part of the thing, too, is Michaels threw it fast and from anywhere.
Like, my favorite times when he would do
it. You're telling me I don't know what controversy is?
He'd be in the corner,
and he'd just be there. Guy would run in, and then he'd hit him with it. You wouldn't be tooting up the band or anything.
What's your favorite Sweet Chin music, Trebuchet?
Honestly, it has to be the one on Monday Night Raw where him and Shelton Benjamin put on a killer match.
The Gold Rush tournament, springboard.
Bam!
That's probably, it's at least in my top three.
I still
that's one of my favorites.
I still enjoy the one he gave to the future Ty Dillinger.
Oh, in the hallway?
Yes, at that time known as Stan.
That was amazing. The resurrection of DX.
Yeah,
I hate
it. Like what's your name? Stan?
I hated it.
I got a superkick Stan! Yeah, that was pretty
amazing. I just
that's a good one.
Stan!
That was great.
The best part of that was Triple H at the end just not being able to hold himself together.
It was amazing. Mr. WrestleMania. Mr. Main Event.
Shawn Michaels. Mr. Showstopper. Shawn Michaels had a game face like no other at this point in his career.
You
could tell you came
out.
We
saw that promo.
He came out just the way he carried himself.
You know Mike, he wanted to
there
a
is
good
not
match
a
here.
Pro wrestler in the business today that carries himself into a big match the way Shawn Michaels did.
Nobody.
It doesn't exist.
Well, you saw the way he cut that promo.
He does, and I think that's...
You got Ric Flair.
I think Michaels, I don't think, gave 100% every night. He didn't need to. His 80% was enough to be great every night.
Yeah.
But when he went to 100%, you knew you were getting something special.
Woo!
We've got Ric Flair out in maybe the coolest blue robe. Hey, that thing has more feathers on it than...
A chicken.
A chicken.
Styling.
Woo!
Profiling.
Woo!
And Rick's doing it too. I, Trebuchet, have donned the Ric Flair robe. I have donned the World Heavyweight Championship. And I'm strutting around this very room. And I'm doing that, Nate Dogg.
Ric Flair, you say?
Woo!
Nature
it is my understanding that Charlotte Flair had that made into a robe that she also wore at a WrestleMania.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
When the Ric Flair gets full on, not pyro, but fireworks. We've got fireworks in the air for Ric Flair here.
Yeah. Is this WrestleMania or Starrcade? What's going on here, guys?
It does feel
good. Little column A and little column B.
I love it. I love it so much.
Sting's not
I
here.
I do like that movie
Ric
theater
Flair
style entrance.
Putting
I know
his
I said
game
that
face
already,
on
but...
here. Knows his career's on the line.
Ric Flair looks a weird mixture between calm and just wildly emotional. You can tell he wants to cry already.
Absolutely.
Special guest D. Ambrose.
I love
is
the
super
big
excited.
Wood in the crowd. It's a WrestleMania sized wood. Look at that.
Those O's wrap all the way around, I think.
Well done. Well done. Lil Nate opening up the ropes for Big Nate.
Wait a second.
There's Rick's family right there.
Yeah, Charlotte was in the crowd. I think Reed was there. Was Dave there? David Flair out there?
I'm not sure.
Be careful. Crowbar might be lurking.
I don't know what that means, but I felt like I should laugh.
We got the big screen TVs in the corners here. This WrestleMania, they really pulled out all the stops. I love the way this one looks.
It is
really great.
One of the
venue.
Best looking ones, I have to agree.
This feels like WrestleMania.
We've got JR and King on commentary.
Classic duo.
Who else could call this match? I think if Shivani had been there, it'd been all right. But
Shivani, I would honor. Yeah,
Shivani called a lot of Ric Flair.
I would have liked to have heard Bobby Heenan, but I don't know if he. I don't think he was. He wasn't in great shape at this time.
No, he was. Yeah, Ric Flair taking off the robe. We're getting pumped up. We're letting Lil Nate referee this thing.
Yeah, we are.
How could this?
The fix is in.
How could this possibly be impartial?
That's the nature boy. You think it's going to be impartial?
Looks like...
Yeah, I was going to say you're
right. We got a WrestleMania
Michael's
strut
going,
here.
Michael's going for a lockup, and Flair woos
at
him, and we got our bell. All
right.
Yeah, little Mage is doing his best Ric Flair hair impression.
Counter elbow tie up, side headlock, into the ropes, bam, shoulder tackle.
Right off the bat, Shawn Michaels bopping around, Flair on his knees already.
Michaels is showing he's a top dog here. He's not afraid of Flair at all. This is a big stage. Michaels is used to it.
So as most of
elbow.
Our listening base
elbow,
knows,
hammerlock. Say it again. Sorry.
As most of our listening base knows, I have not been a big wrestling fan my whole life. Believe it or not, this is my first time ever watching either of these two in a match.
Oh, wow. Well, this is going to be fun. Guys are just trading hammerlocks here.
Oh, Ric Flair with a drop toehold. jump around into a front face lock.
Oh, back Muggles to a hammerlock by Michaels.
Got some classic mat wrestling here. Both men could do this and make it look exciting with their fluidity of their movements.
And they can do it with anybody. Two of the all-time greats going at
Michaels
right
with
now.
Some back elbows to Flair, breaking up that hammerlock. Hip toss by Flair. In a strike. Michaels in the corner now. Flair telling him, I haven't missed a step.
Bringing the hair back. Showing Lil Nate how it's done. You know Lil Nate approves.
The crowd is here for the woos.
Are we all here for the woos?
Block up again. Michael's pushing Flair into the corner with quite a bit of ease. Lil Nate's trying to break it up. Flair turns Michael's into the corner. Michael's going for the... Is he trying to go for an eye there? Shoving him off.
Letting him know that he's there.
Open slap.
Taste out of his mouth.
Oh, Ric Flair does not look happy about that. He looks somewhat shocked.
Flair thought he was getting...
Spit
out some blood there. All right.
Nice shot. Bled Ric Flair a little bit. Michael's letting him know, you asked for Mr. WrestleMania. You got it. Mr. WrestleMania.
All right. Flair's turning up the intensity
here. Flair says
he
likes the taste of his blood. And a chop to Michaels.
Knife edge chop. Nobody.
Another.
Nobody does it better than a biz.
Woo!
That are trading strikes.
Woo!
You don't want to trade chops with Ric Flair, though. You will wind up with a chest with no skin on it.
Look like hamburger Michaels, meat.
Michaels is delivering quite a few chops here.
Oh, here's the... Oh, master. Woo! Really laying
Flair
him in
says,
there.
Flair says, let me teach you a few things.
Oh!
Irish with the collective.
Oh, lowering his head too soon.
Kicks Michaels in the head. Quite takes a big bump off of that.
Flair,
as
Irish
Michaels
whipping
can.
Michaels. Hitting back him elbow. With that elbow. Woo!
Michaels on the mat. Flair doing a little strike, going for the knee drop.
Bam! Classic Ric Flair.
It's good he didn't do it off the top rope, he'd have missed.
It is great to watch two of the greatest.
Oh, big reverse elbow.
Be the greatest at what they do.
There's no bigger stage. And just look, you can just tell by this crowd right here. Everybody's watching. Everybody's in awe of what they're
Michaels
seeing right
to
now.
The apron and going up
Except
to the
for
top
those two
rope.
Idiots looking for their seat.
Flair says, get down from up there.
Whoa!
Throwing Michaels off the top rope. Got a handful of hair with that one.
Oh, Flair going up top.
Flair going to the top rope. This can't possibly go poorly.
Wait.
Michaels returns.
I was
going to
say, was this an instant replay? Didn't we just see this? Flair with a cross body! One, two, that's the first time in his career he's ever done that, I swear to God.
He hit a move off the top rope, it connected. Oh, sound
working that
knee. Drop.
Hanging onto the ankle.
Oh.
Flair going for the figure four, Michaels kicks him through the ropes.
Michaels read that story before, he knows. He's going to set him up for that figure four leg
Michaels
lock.
Going for a baseball slide.
Connecting, he's safe.
Michaels on the apron. Flair by the announce table. Michaels, springboard moonsault.
Oh! Doesn't connect. Through the table. And not in a good way.
Landed.
Michaels' abdomen hit the corner of that table.
Right on the edge of it. The table broke away. Michaels stuck on right on the edge of it. That could break a rib. Michaels very clearly got the wind knocked out of him.
Going to make it hard to breathe the rest of this match. Again, bam!
The table broke. Unfortunately, not where Michaels landed.
Oh. Fly through the air. Man!
Wow.
It looks pretty until he hits the table. And then it's just utter destruction.
They couldn't have done that twice if they tried.
I don't think he would want to do it like that.
Michaels trying to beat that 10 count. Ring apron's moving kind of weird right there. I wonder if Hornswoggle is down there.
We're outside. It's the wind.
I want to believe it's Hornswoggle.
Okay, it's Hornswoggle. I believe him.
That was great.
We're going to go one more time because it's so pretty.
It was a very pretty moonsault.
Bam! Into the corner hard goes Michaels.
Michaels
checking on him.
Michaels is hurt. Holding those ribs, and Flair is just
Irish
sending
whip.
Him into
Bam.
The corner.
using the ring as a weapon. That's just a steel table. A little pad on it. Suplex. One, two, kick out by Mr. WrestleMania. It's going to take more than a backdrop to
For the first pin of this match, though, you can tell that took a lot on Michaels even to kick out.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was the second. The crossbody was a pin, too.
Oh, we got
Flair with a short
Nate-yard dog, one of them athletes, keeping track of numbers. Good job.
Oh, Flair.
Double underhooks.
Into a backdrop.
One, two.
Michaels again kicks out at two. Flair looking at little Nate saying, I paid you to count to three. What are you doing?
That's exactly what he said to him. Michaels is feeling
Flair,
it. I think he's still feeling those ribs there.
I believe it. Flair put a boot in his back. Michaels up, but Ric Flair.
Hit him with some chops.
Ric Flair trading strikes with Michaels.
Nope.
But Michaels definitely not getting the advantage. Flair.
Vertical suplex.
Vertical suplex.
He is up. He's leaving him in the air. Even at Ric Flair's age, he's keeping him up there, entertaining the crap out of the Nate Yard Dog, out of the Showtime, out of the Trebuchet. Yes, I'm speaking for all of us because it's that entertaining. Woo!
It takes a lot to take the words out of the Nate Yard Dog's mouth. That one did.
Michaels kicks out at two, go for another pin, and kicks out at two again.
We don't have any bones here, so yeah, you're going to be talking quite a bit.
Woof, woof.
Kick to the stomach by Michaels. Flair says, here's a chop for your trouble.
Big right hand. Oh, Michaels giving him some chops on his own. Both of these guys are going to feel this match tomorrow.
I'm going to feel this
since
match
Michaels
tomorrow.
Sends Michaels with a neck with a swinging neck breaker.
Purdy. It's Purdy. No pinfall there. Michaels just rolled over the top of him.
Michaels was just trying to get to the ropes to pull himself up. Flair does the same thing on the other side.
The longer this match goes, the more it favors Michaels. He's got the youth.
That said, with
a
big sense Flair over the top rope onto the floor.
Down to the floor.
I would say that if Michaels' ribs are hurt, I think that does remove some of the match going longer. I think still does favor Michaels, but with her ribs, it definitely
doesn't
favor him.
It's going to slow him down a little
much.
Bit, yeah. Hasn't broken his will. He's going up for
Michaels
more.
Michaels going to the top.
All the way
Flair
up.
On the outside. Is he going for it?
Another moonsault
to a standing Ric Flair.
That one connected. Michaels is feeling it. Flair is feeling it. This crowd is feeling it.
This match could very easily end in a double count out here. These two men, I would be surprised if they can make this a feat for 10. They both look done.
Double count out favors Ric Flair. His career goes on.
That's fair. It's not a loss. I don't think either man wants to see this match end that way, though. Flair pulling himself up on the apron there. Michaels crawling towards him. Referee at seven.
I don't
Flair
see a hornswoggle.
Pulling himself in. Michaels following
Flair
suit.
Flair is in.
Michaels
both
in
is
it.
In.
Michaels down. Flair stomped to the gut. Flair got a little bit of limp there.
Woo!
Michaels with a chop to Flair.
Here's how
Flair returns the favor.
Oh, you can hear that. Oh, man.
They're going rapid fire now.
End of the ropes. Big forearm.
Michaels with a forearm.
Hold on. That's not all, folks.
But this is
Mr. WrestleMania.
Can he do it with the injured ribs?
I bet he can.
Both men are down. Michaels,
and the kip up!
Beautiful kick at hip up, but I can tell it hurt the ribs. Flair up two, inverted.
This is the showstopper.
Flair.
The headliner.
Shot to the forehead.
The main event.
Another inverted atomic drop.
Shawn Michaels.
Another punch to the face of Ric Flair. Ric
Flair. Offense.
Ric Flair dizzied badly, barely able to stand.
Body slam
by Michaels.
Michaels is down. Michaels is winded. Flair is hurting.
Yeah, Michaels isn't just winded. That moonsault into that table, man.
Hurt his cardio. He can't breathe. Flair on the mat. Michaels going up to the top rope.
I'm not sure if y'all have ever tried to breathe with a rib pressing up against your
lung. I was going to say, I've tried to breathe.
Michaels with an elbow drop right to the heart of Ric Flair.
Classic Michaels.
But I can Michaels tell you, unfortunately, from experience, when you got that rib pressing against that lung don't want to move.
No.
Michaels crying out in pain and perhaps sadness, knowing he may end his mentor's career right here.
Wait a minute.
Michaels
I
is
think
in the
we know what time it is for Mr. WrestleMania. Yeah, he's doing it.
He's tuning up the band.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't appear to be taking any pleasure in it, though.
The crowd is on
Ric
their
Flair
feet.
Pulling himself up on the ropes. Michaels
he couldn't
stops.
Do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Flair.
Into the figure four.
Michael hesitates on the kick. Ric Flair puts him in the figure four for his troubles. You cannot hesitate with Ric Flair.
Ever the opportunist, he will always, always pick his spot.
Roll it over, Michaels, roll it.
Michaels in a lot of pain here. Can't seem to reverse the pressure. He's feeling it.
Nobody's won more world titles with this move than Ric Flair. Oh, man.
Nobody's won more world titles than Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is going to break Michaels' leg.
That's also true.
Michaels turn him over? Can Michaels turn him over?
Reversing the pressure.
He does reverse the pressure, cranking on Ric Flair's knee.
Oh, that's not good for Rick. Oh, and it's
Ric
broken.
Flair breaks the hold.
That is broken. I still think Michaels got the worst of that.
Oh, for sure. I don't think Michaels
was in that move for
Ric
way
Flair
too long.
Ric Flair is limping, but Michaels barely able to make it to his feet at all. Big chop by Michaels. Big chop by
man.
Flair. Flair takes him over into a side headlock. Michaels into the head scissors. Ric Flair jackknife. One, two.
The
Michaels,
bridge, no.
Michaels can't get the bridge up. One, two. Michaels
barely
got his shoulder up.
Just barely.
Lil Nate in proper spot to see that shoulder up, but I swear it could not have been any more than a centimeter up.
If anybody was going to count that three, it would have been Lil Nate.
Ric Flair was going for the single leg drop there. Michaels tries for a sunset flip.
He got there.
Gets
he got there. He's under the rope.
What?
Lil Nate. Lil Nate.
He's under the rope there.
You're under the rope, Lil Nate. Come on. Come on.
Who paid who? he might be Lil HBK at this point.
He's going to come out on Raw.
Flair in the corner with Michaels chopping away at him. Flair trusting it out. Michaels says, no, you don't.
You're going to stay here.
Is that why they call
Michaels
him
Irish
Lil
with Flair? Flair reverses. Michaels goes ass over tea kettle in that corner, but lands on his feet somehow.
Chop
with a big
block.
Chop block.
Oh man! After being in that figure four already once, that cannot feel good.
You may. So Michaels' cardio injured by the rib here. Michaels' leg. There's no way he's gonna be able to hit Sweet Chin Music between that figure
if he can't
four
walk, he can't
and that
kick
chop
it.
Block.
Bam!
If you can't
that's
stand,
that's illegal in the NFL.
If you can't stand, you can't kick.
But this ain't the NFL. This is the WWE.
Doesn't a chop block also technically require two people?
Don't make me put you outside, Nate Dogg.
Michaels with a roll up. Flair kicks out at two.
Until
Michaels' leg is bothering him.
College baseball player.
Michaels go for a kick. Ric Flair catches it. Ducks the enziguri. Going for the figure four one more time.
Once again. He's got him.
He's got it locked in.
This is number two.
Michaels is pulling the hair out of his head. In 2019, we know that was a bad idea.
Oh, gosh, from that shot.
Michaels' shoulders down.
Can
it kick out? You can be pinned in the figure four if you lay
down. Yes. Michaels
reaching for the ropes, will try not to let his shoulders hit the mat. Ric Flair dragging him back to the middle.
Roll it! Roll it!
Michaels trying to roll again,
oh,
reaching out for the rope, trying to shift the weight, but he's having luck with neither.
Oh!
He switched. Now Ric Flair rolls through the flip, rolls through back through.
Flair still got it on him.
Michaels has to be
oh,
wearing Michaels.
Oh, what a rope break.
Ric Flair telling Lil Nate, no, utilizes the to a three count.
Man.
How is Michael going to be able to,
five count
how is Michael going to be able to stand? He is the five count. Ric Flair went to three.
Ric Flair
living some stomps to a down
pushing Shawn
Michaels.
Out of the way. He knows that.
Right to the leg on Michaels.
He's a shark and he smells blood right now. That's what's going on. Knows if he's going to win this match.
Kick to the back of the leg of Michaels.
He's got to take Shawn Michaels down right now. can hardly stand.
Ric Flair
can't breathe.
Ric Flair may not be satisfied to beat Shawn Michaels. He may want to cripple him here.
Michaels!
Oh!
Sweet chin music out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Michaels cannot capitalize, though.
What?
Both men down.
Was that?
Michaels starting to stir slightly. Can he get the arm across on Flair?
He's trying. He's reaching. He's there.
Arm across.
One, two, Flair kick out.
You have to wonder if
Flair's career continues just a little longer, at least.
You have to wonder if Michaels.
Holy cow!
You have to wonder if Michaels could have hooked that leg if that had been three.
How did he have the strength to do that? Boom! Right on the money.
Took his head clean off.
This pitcher is still so far inside.
Ric Flair.
He hit him with sweet chin music.
Ric Flair still barely stirring. Michaels had a hard time getting to his feet,
using the ropes to get there, but he's there now.
Michaels in the corner.
He hesitated before.
I don't think he's gonna hesitate again. Michaels tuning up the band with his good leg. Flair isn't even able to move here. Michaels appears to be
staying down. May be the best thing for Flair.
Yeah.
He can't hit sweet chin music if he stays down.
Michaels yelling at Flair to get up like he's Vader. He didn't call him stupid though. Michaels
get
looks,
up.
Michaels looks the, upset. And you have to wonder if he's in it, if it's because of the pain or because he has Ric Flair here. Screaming at him to get up. Michaels going back over to Flair, yelling at him to get up, trying to pull him up. Oh,
bam!
Flair with a back kick.
Oh, the low blow.
Low blow to Michaels. Ref vision blocked.
Right there is the dirtiest player in the game.
Shawn Michaels said I was going to be Mr. WrestleMania. Ric Flair says I'm bringing the dirtiest player in the game.
By hook, by crook. Oh,
Michaels up
and the kick out. Man. Woo! I love the dirtiest player in the game. That's the leader of the Four Horsemen right there.
Michaels has a bum tire, a broken rib, and the splattered boys.
It's a former NWA champion right there.
Ric Flair to his feet. Michaels trying to stand. Flair says, let me help you with that.
Oh.
Michaels going
for the sharpshooter.
Going for the figure four.
Four.
Oh. Michaels got him in the figure four. No, Michaels isn't going to go for the sharpshooter. Your Hebner's not in the ring. It won't work. Flair in his own finish. Trying to drag himself to the corner.
What better way to beat a legend than with his own finishing maneuver?
So it's like he's done it before.
Flair reaching out for the eyes of Michaels, see if he can't take one out. Well, Ric Flair
almost there. He's there. Vince, he touched it. Come on now.
Flair to the ropes. He
ripped the turnbuckle off.
Rips the turnbuckle pad up.
Incredible strength of Flair.
Flair with a eye of the referee while Lil Nate puts the turnbuckle cover back on.
Kind of.
Yeah, it was not an easy time.
Oh, we're just going to put the stuff over here.
We're giving Nate, Lil Nate here an E for effort.
Michael's got the tights, but who cares? Aw. Kick out at two.
Michael's able to kick out even with Flair with a handful of tights.
I don't like you with this rope.
Why? Because I'm better than you?
Woo!
Both men on their knees here, trading strikes.
Woo!
Chops, to be exact. You can see Michael's ribs right there. There's just a scar, like, just banged up from where he hit that table.
Woo!
Ric Flair definitely getting the better of the chop game here.
Oh, well, he's
surprised of no one.
No. Bam! Number two! The Spirit Squad standing up in the seventh row for this. Oh my god!
Michaels again trying.
The superest of all the kicks! Sweet chin music, everybody!
Michaels sitting up, dragging himself to the corner rather than going
god,
to the
I would have been kicked in the next year by now.
Michaels.
Well, I do believe Ric Flair thinks it's 1987 right now.
Michaels pulling himself up in the corner. Tuning up the band or
not
with
so
some
fast.
Hesitation.
Oh no.
Michaels
about to cry.
Michaels isn't in pain here. Michaels.
He's his hero.
He's in pain, but it's emotional.
He's his hero, right in his crosshairs.
He knows
man.
What he's about
Ric
to
Flair.
Do.
He hesitated once. He knows what he has to do.
Ric Flair begging
I'm
him to
sorry.
Hit me.
I love you. Bam!
Oh my
sweet
god.
Chin
number
music.
Three.
Ric Flair
mercifully covering
crying.
One, two, three.
And that's the match.
And that's
Michaels goes for the three and immediately embraces his fallen hero.
Oh, man.
I can see what you mean about wrestling making you cry.
Oh, man.
Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game and the ugliest crier in the game, all full of emotion on the mat.
Oh, man.
Michaels.
He told him he was going to put Old Yeller down.
He did.
He didn't want to do it.
Said, I'm sorry. I love you. Kicked his head off.
And this
takes no pleasure
Shawn
in it.
Shawn Michaels, the showstopper, is not enjoying this victory at
Walks
all.
Walks to the back, cringing.
Put on
pain.
A match of a lifetime. Had to end his hero's career.
Shawn Michaels is just cringing in pain.
That is both grown physical, man stuff right there.
Both physical and emotional.
Man.
Wow.
Ric Flair still laying under the middle of the ring. And
let's go over the replays here really quick here, Showtime. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Michael's just looking tortured here. Ric Flair says, hit me. Michael says, I'm sorry. I love you. And puts him down.
Bam.
That's all she
Bam.
Wrote.
Bam.
Ric
wow.
Flair.
Just.
Ric Flair,
a WrestleMania moment
over here. Ric Flair beginning to stand up.
The reality
crying,
is set in.
Crying
after all this time, after all the world championships, after all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Ric Flair,
this is all she wrote.
Kneeling in the ring,
and this capacity crowd is just giving him the ovation that he deserves.
Standing ovation.
Charlotte crying.
Flair crying in the ring. It wouldn't be the first time. It was the first time. It would not be the last.
No.
His children are outside. Everyone full of emotion here.
This is one of my favorite WrestleMania moments of all time. This is just amazing.
The crowd bowing before Ric Flair. Giving him the respect he so rightfully deserves.
Nobody will walk that aisle the same way. Nobody will woo the same way. Often imitated.
Ric Flair.
Never duplicated.
Sliding under the bottom rope.
The one and only.
To greet his children.
Mad respect for him.
Such emotion. It's hard to believe that Ric Flair's career ended like this. Wait, I'm checking my notes. He went to TNA and wrestled Mick Foley for the world title.
Oh, boy.
Not even 2 years later.
True story.
Oh, that's so sad to hear.
It really
takes the shimmer off of this moment.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but hey. That's why we brought him with us, everybody. I'm not going to poop on this party. Showtime Schultz.
Showtime Schultz,
he's
everybody.
He's doing the deed. It needs to be done.
I am about objectivity.
Are you exposing the business?
I'm not exposing the business. I am about the facts here. This was a beautiful match, a beautiful moment, one that probably should have been left alone.
Yeah. Wrestled again in WWE after this, though.
But money,
he
Chad.
Never did.
No, you're right. I don't think he ever had another match in WWE.
And that's important to me.
Ric Flair. Walking to the back. The fans still with a standing ovation.
Walking that aisle.
One last time.
Just a WrestleMania.
The crowd wooing like crazy.
The longest aisle for the greatest champion of a generation. Maybe of all time. Definitely on the Mount Rushmore of world champions.
I really think that Ric Flair will stay tied for the most world title ones with John Cena, 16 apiece. I've got a beer saying Cena will never beat that record.
I have a beer that says otherwise, but I don't want to taint this moment, so I'll just let Ric Flair have it.
Ric Flair
waving
walking
to the
back. Gives
nothing
away
but class.
To the fans.
I hope they got some Grey Goose backstage for him because
he's sure going to need it.
He's going to feel this sucker.
He's going to need that Red Bull.
All right, you guys.
You know, to my knowledge, the entire roster was back there waiting for him when he came back.
Gave him a standing O at Gorilla.
They had to have.
All right. So let's give our final thoughts on this match here, fellas. And then we'll come at you guys with some more. Final thoughts, Nate Yardog.
That was, you mentioned before this that this was one of the only times professional wrestling made you cry.
Yeah.
I got close there. That was, as I mentioned earlier, this was the first time I had ever seen either of these two wrestle, but at the same time, I could see the passion. I could see the professionalism. I could see why these are two of the greatest. And I could also see the pain in Sean having to, you know, the pupil outdoing the master, so to speak. And it
absolutely.
Oh, God, was that emotional, but was it great?
Yeah, there, Nate Dogg. You will scratch behind the ears here.
Someone let the dog out. He's crying.
Oh. Also, when you put down Old Yeller, that hits close to home.
too real, huh?
Too real.
Wrestling's too real. You heard it here first.
Old Yeller wasn't rabid. He just had too much Grey Goose.
That's funny. Final thoughts, showtime.
This is proof that wrestling can tell a story.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell a story between those three ropes. You know, it was a fantastic match. Emotional. Not a high spot fest. Not a lot of high spots, not a lot of big moves. Very simple, a lot of grappling, some strikes. I mean, this match, I don't know what the Observer had this match at, probably pretty high, but this match wasn't a spot fest. It wasn't full of hard hitting strikes. It wasn't strong style. It wasn't a brawl. It was not a lot of high flying. This match told a story. This match was ring psychology.
Yes.
They just don't make him like this anymore. Like that Fuel song it said during the video package. Leave the memories alone. Don't change us a thing. Thank you for the memories, Ric Flair.
Yes. That just leaves me.
Yes.
Trebuchet. If I had to describe this in two words, I'd say just like this. Old school. This was an old school, dig them out, just poke each other in the eye, kick each other in the nuts. We're going to wrestle each other.
Very NWA style.
This was just two guys trying to best each other, and I loved it. I'm emotional right now just watching this thing again, and I've seen this like 75 times, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
If you check my WWE account, it's at least up to 69, because that's where Ric Flair's final match deserves to be.
He wouldn't have it any other way.
So I'm going to have some Grey Goose for my birthday on Monday. I'm going to be wearing this Ric Flair robe down there. You guys come check that out, and we'll be back with some more. I am Trebuchet. He's Showtime. That's the Nate Yard Dog.
We're forth.
And we are out.